Thank you, Dr. Cutts, for that introduction. My name is Jake McNeil. I'm a first-year PhD student under Dr. Darren Dodds at Mississippi State University. Today, I'm going to be discussing a site year of research dealing with cotton cultivar response to varying rates of nitrogen in the Mid-South. So, even a relatively brief review of the literature yields a lot of information with respect to cotton response to nitrogen applications. There's a lot of variables that have been looked at, specifically timing, rate, different sources, location of application with respect to the plant rooting zone. We've been interested in responses in plant height, leaf area, total nose produced, bowl number, and of course, lint yield. So going one step further, we know from the literature that plant nitrogen status affects number of leaves formed, which directly affects the photosynthetic capacity of the plant, number of fruiting forms in squares and bowls, the duration of squaring and flowering period, as well as dry matter accumulation during each morphological stage. So specifically, we know that nitrogen fertility and plant nitrogen status to be highly correlated with leaf area, plant height, as well as bowl number. So then, consider with me from a practical standpoint that increases in nitrogen application also increase length and cross-sectional area of main stem nodes, leaf area, again, with respect to photosynthetic capacity of the plant, overall plant height, overall plant weight, and number of bowls produced. On the opposite end, consider what excessive nitrogen applications can induce. Excessive vegetative growth, leading to problems with harvest, shielding of floral buds, as well as smaller bowls, both a direct effect of the excessive vegetative growth and leaf area. So thinking forward, our justification for evaluating cotton commercial cultivars against nitrogen rates is in continually affirming our understanding of these effects on new and upcoming cultivars. So continued research and evaluation is certainly warranted moving forward. So overall, our objective was to assess cultivar response to fertilizer nitrogen application rates. We were interested in effects on stand counts, first fruiting branch, final plant height, total nose produced per plant, node above crack bowl, lint turnout, and of course, lint yield. Specifically, within these objectives, we also wanted to determine specific nitrogen rate effects on response variables to maximize yield. Going one step further, we want to avoid excessive N rates and certain physiological responses that impede harvest and limit yield. Finally, from an extension and research standpoint, our overall goal is to be able to recommend optimum fertilizer nitrogen strategies that maximize profitability as well as yield. So we set out in 2017 to conduct an experiment at the RR4 Research Farm in Starkville, Mississippi. Even with a relatively wet early season, we still were able to achieve a planting date of May the 8th. Our planting population and bed spacing were indicative of common agricultural practices in our area. We had four row plots with four replications of each treatment. The soil texture where this site was conducted, the experimental site, was a leaf or silt loam. And in 2017, we had the opportunity to evaluate four different phytogen cultivars, 330 and 450 being currently commercially available, 330 being an early maturing variety, with 450 being more of a mid-maturing variety. We also evaluated two experimentals in PX3122 and PX4444, which follow the same relative maturity dates as 330 and 450, respectively. We chose four different nitrogen rates, with four being our control, with 45, 90, 135, and 180 kilograms of nitrogen being applied in a single application with a nitrogen rig at Pinhead Square. So I mentioned before, but I'll state it again, our parameters that we were interested in were stand counts, first fruiting branch, final plant height, total number of nodes produced, nodes above crack bowl, lint turnout, and of course, lint yield. We had a fairly straightforward sampling method in that five plants per plot were sampled for each parameter, with the center two rows being harvested and weighed on October the 26th. The experimental design, also relatively straightforward. I analyzed all these data in SAS using a PROC-GLEMIX model statement with a factorial arrangement of treatments within a randomized complete block design. These data slides will go relatively quickly. Once they're concluded, I'll kind of gather the data all back together for a review. But with respect to plant height, we found plant height to vary due to cultivar, with Phytogen 450 producing the tallest plants observed at just over 85 centimeters tall. Excuse me. I've included this slide just to show that with respect to nitrogen applications across cultivars, Phytogen 450 produced the tallest mean plants observed. Again, just a visual representation of the previous slide. We also found plant height, as you might expect, to vary due to nitrogen rate, with 135 and 180 kilograms of nitrogen producing the tallest plants observed at just over 88 centimeters. Again, as the previous picture slide, this is just a visual representation that regardless or across all varieties, cultivars sampled 135 and 180 kilograms of nitrogen produced the tallest plants observed. So let's discuss total node production. We found the cultivar affected total nodes produced with 450, 31, 22, and 44, 44, all producing significantly more nodes per plant with respect to Phytogen 330, just right at 17 nodes per plant. We also observed total nodes to vary due to nitrogen rate, with 135 and 180 kilograms producing the most total nodes per plant. This slide, if I were to flip back to total height due to nitrogen rate, the same rates produced, as you might expect, the tallest plants, as well as total number of nodes per plant. So with respect to lint turnout, we found this to vary due to cultivar, with Phytogen 330 noted for its turnout to be significantly greater with respect to the other three varieties, over 45%. Even though Phytogen 330 is significantly produced the highest turnout, all of these values are relatively high, and this is because all of these were done by our research staff on a laboratory gin in Starkville. So this slide shows lint turnout to vary due to nitrogen rate, opposite of what we've shown so far. 0, 45, and 90 kilograms of nitrogen per hectare produce the most lint turnout. These findings are similar to those by Sample et al. In 2013, showing that there's an inverse relationship between nitrogen application rates and final lint turnout. Of course, we'll discuss lint yield as well. Across all cultivars that we evaluated this year, we found 90, 135, and 180 kilograms of nitrogen to produce the most lint per hectare. However, this 90 pounds per hectare would certainly represent a reduced cost in maintaining the same yield. So now I'll bring all this data back together and summarize real briefly. We found that final plant height, total nodes produced, lint turnout, to vary due to both main effects, cultivar and nitrogen rate, but to vary independently. There were no interaction effects observed. And we observed lint yield to vary due to nitrogen rate alone at just over 1,270 kilograms of lint per hectare. So based on these data, we found fertilizer nitrogen rates of 90 kilograms per hectare should be recommended to maximize lint yield and optimize economic return on silt loam soils. These data correspond with others that McConnell et al. 2000, Maine et al. 2013, and Samples et al. 2013, that rates as low as 90 kilograms per hectare optimize lint yield in cotton. Additionally, increasing nitrogen rates beyond this 90 kilograms per hectare have the potential to increase the number of applications required for tarnished plant bug management. Samples et al. 2013 found this. This is significant just because if you think about the situation that we're in the Mississippi Delta right now, up to 7 applications for tarnished plant bugs are going out each year. So if we can hone in on a reduced nitrogen rate that still yields as well as higher rates, then we are not only reducing our application costs, but we're reducing management costs for tarnished plant bugs. So for future research, also recommendations, we found that selecting for factors that maximize lint yield is the primary means by which economic profitability is achieved. However, as I've mentioned before, our objective is to avoid nitrogen rates that induce excessive vegetative growth that increase tarnished plant bug management costs and reduce lint turnout. Continual evaluation of fertilizer nitrogen rates across new cultivars is required. I mentioned that that is the objective for what we've done so far, and it's also the objective for continuing this research in the future. With that, I'm happy to thank my major professor, Dr. Darren Dodds, the rest of my fellow graduate students, and Phytogen as well for their cooperation and willingness to fund this research. With that, I'll close down and open the forum for any questions you may have.
Any questions?
Yes, sir. So the question is, what is 90 kilograms per hectare convert to in pounds per acre, and it's 80 pounds per acre?
Any more questions?
Yes, sir. Okay.
All right, let's thank our speaker.